Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 24 February 2021. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. Y'all hang on to your seats tonight. Put on your big girl panties, because we got Deborah Tavares coming on in a minute. And when she gets through talking, it's usually got people riled down to the toenails. So just hang on there, because you got a lot of stuff to share tonight. But before we go to Deborah, make mention that we're going to have Bible study this weekend. Unless something comes up I don't foresee. Last time was weather. This time it's supposed to be warmer in the 50s anyway. And decent days. We're going to have Bible study. And you can watch us live on live stream if you go to PastorButch.com. And find live stream, and there we are. And if you'll call tomorrow, I'll give you four different phone numbers you can listen on the phone also. But I don't want to take time to tonight, but you'll call tomorrow at the office. You can call us at 800-777-4403. If you don't have long distance, if you do, you can save us some money if you'll call us at 304-846-4448. Now, we'll be in the office tomorrow from 9 to 4 as normal. Lord willing, nothing happens. We'll be here. Take your calls. Like, say hi to you. Answer your questions. What we can do? And Chris will be here to check orders for you or take orders. And by the way, tomorrow, the magazine goes out to the printer. So next week, all those who ask for it are going to receive another 50 to 70-page magazine. We send it up totally free on email. Folks, I can't tell you how important this magazine is. It's all documented facts of what we're putting in there. From articles we find, the different information. You can print it off if you want to and share it. We don't mind. But we're going to send out the Minuteman magazine to the printer tomorrow. If you email me and say I want to receive the Minuteman magazine, you can email me at pastorbutch@start, like you start a car, at startmail.com. PastorButch@startmail.com. And say I want on the magazine list, we'll get you on there. It's not no charge at all. But folks, the information contained in the magazine, you'll not find anywhere else. At least not in the quantity and the quality that we do this in. And they're totally free to you. All you have to do is ask for them. And I'm going to mention this tonight, and that's it. The catalogs are available. We have still have some 2021 catalogs. If you want one, we have them here. Just call and say, I want one. We'll mail to you at no charge, of course. No point in blame here and going to waste. If you want one, let us know. The 90-page document on the Rothschilds, something that everyone needs to know if they care about what's happening in this world, not just here. 90 pages, $20, delivered to your door. And the mask to the mark, probably one of the top 10 teachings I've ever done in importance. I won't say it's good because I did it, but it's important. From the mask to the mark. Now, if you want to see the number of people that are going to take the mark, look around you at all those wearing masks. As I told you, I think last night, I went to a funeral this past Sunday. very sweet lady neighbor passed away. About 50 people there. And Marsha and I were the only ones not wearing masks. Even the speakers, the preachers wore masks until they spoke. This is a way to the mark of the beast. And people who are afraid of a virus will be afraid of losing everything they have. They don't take the mark. Can't buy yourself out of it. They will take the mark. And the vaccination, which is not a vaccination, the Pfizer vaccine they call it, is going to mark you with nanobots, link you to the internet, and this is all provable, folks. The mask to the mark, the most important teacher ever done. I'm going to mention one more. This is it tonight, and that's all over with. For $10.50 for a DVD or CD. Just call tomorrow and tell us which one you want. And, of course, a two-for-one special on REM Sleep and Tranquil will be going on for a while. I'm not going to mention it every night now. I've mentioned it for the last couple months, and some of y'all took advantage of it. Some did. But when it ends, I'll let you know. But right now, two-for-one still on, two of them for $38.95. You can mix or match them any way you want. REM Sleep or Tranquil, mix and match any way you want to. But, again, we'll be in office tomorrow to talk to you. And please try to join us this coming weekend in Bible study for current events and what's going on. And also the teaching we're going to do, learning how to trust and obey. And folks, it's vitally important we know this now because we're getting down to time. We're going to need to walk closer to Christ. Believe me, this is true. After you hear Deborah Tavares tonight, and by the way, her website is stopthecrime.net. Stopthecrime.net. You're going to understand why. And I expect the people that are on the east coast of Florida, we cover about the whole east coast now of Florida. A lot of y'all probably may have heard her before. If you haven't, you're new listeners, you may be a little bit shocked. But she's telling you the truth. Everything's documented. I don't know it. I've checked her out. She's telling the truth. Deborah Tavares, are you there?
Thank you so much for having me here today.
You're welcome.
Today being Wednesday, February the 24th of 2021. And I want to just announce, because, of course, YouTube, who's conspiring against all of us, took our video YouTube channel down a few weeks ago, which we had on our website, which is stopthecrime.net. Our website is up. Of course, I have hundreds and thousands of documents there. But my YouTubes over many, many years and thousands upon thousands of hours were literal cliff notes to the documents, made it easier. We backed up everything. We have all of our YouTubes there. And you can go to our new video channel. We don't have them all posted on that. But if you type in your search, stopthecrime.net, on the home page, you'll have the option to get to our new YouTube channel. And under that, it will say other videos. And I would highly, highly recommend that all of you start listening to those. This is all documented, evidence-based reporting. And that's been my style from day one, because I started out not knowing what was happening. And I was so, so skeptical of what I was starting to discover, that I had personally to have everything documented. Now, I will tell you, my husband and I are very committed. It shows you our commitment. We're 49 years of marriage. We've been and had been in a self-employed building business for a number of decades in Southern California. We are now here in Northern California, about an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge. At the time that we moved here, we didn't realize that we were only about a half an hour from Bohemian Grove. So for those of you that don't know what Bohemian Grove is, I would suggest you understand that this is where there are minimum of annual meetings and more of the most powerful people in the United States planning your future for all of you. And, of course, there are many other meetings as well. But this is very similar to the Bilderberg meetings that you hear about overseas, and we call Bohemian Grove Bilderberg West. So, again, I would ask that everybody go to the website. Please resubscribe so that you'll get the email blast outs that we send out before I have a chance many times to even get the information on the radio. So I'm going to just roll in on some of the reports that we're having today, and then we're going to roll into what occurred in Texas. Because we know that right now Israel has adopted laws allowing names of unvaccinated people to be shared. We also know that the New York Police Department is now deploying robotic police dogs. Robotic police dogs. I'm going to add something here because the documents are telling us that our animals are vectors, that they're going to be highly culpable for making us sick with a variety of mutating diseases. And there will be a massive slaughter of pets. And that will soon transition to robotic pets because of the fear that people that are being manipulated will be killing off our animals. And I've reported this over a long period of time, actually a number of years, out of some documents that were forecasting what life would be like in the year 2045. So we also just saw this, that Birdwatcher spots an incredibly rare half-male and half-female cardinal. Also, what we're reading now in the headlines is sewage samples reveal American and Australia's the biggest user of designer drugs. Now, I'm going to depart from that headline for a moment and let you know that Chan Zuckerberg Foundation is going into the poop surveillance business. If you did not know that, you will know now because I'm going to tell you. They are promoting a business of sampling poop throughout the United States and beyond. And it is rather horrifying to see how they plan on literally scalping millions of upon billions of dollars out of the COVID relief funds to set up tracking and monitoring of our wastewater treatment plants. Now, we're not talking about individual home monitoring. We are talking about a monitoring system that will track any diseases in large areas or communities or cities. You could have a city, for example, of 60,000 homes, and when those laterals that go out from your home and dump the sewage into the main, then that goes into the trunk lines, which takes it all into the wastewater treatment plants, or like what they do in San Francisco, they dump the sewage in the ocean. If you didn't know that, now you do. But they will be testing. If they come up with tests of COVID or any variant thereof, they will be able and will send out the correct enforcement for that community, because what they're doing now in England is they're demolishing homes that are contaminated with plumbing of diseases. And this is going to be a way to take your home, your property. This is a way to do that, because the home will then be considered toxic, just like we are. We're now vermin. We're now super spreader humans that we're so disease-ridden that we're being told we can't leave our homes, and I'll get into more of that. But Zuckerberg and his wife they have what they call a biobot company, and they are setting up now to monitor all of our poop. And right now, also overseas, they are having COVID tests done in your rectum. And that, of course, like the nasal swab, is a mucous membrane. So all I can tell all of you is soon you will be bending over. And this is what is happening with Zuckerberg, monitoring and surveillance of poop. And they're looking at this as being a massive amount of money that they will make, within the billions of dollars, as they lock down entire communities. So I will continue on with some of the headlines. The Pentagon has beaming power from space. Well, we've known that. I'm here in Northern California, and many of the fires that we've experienced have been intentionally created through beams from space, as well as boots on the ground and other types of lasers. And we've just been told, and of course, whenever we're told anything that the military is doing, they already have it up, and all the technology is much more enhanced than we're ever told. But it was just released on February the 23rd, 2021, that the U.S. Army is building the world's most powerful laser weapon. Now, they already have this, but let's see what they say to us now. They tell us that they are developing and building this weapon capable of vaporizing vaporizing its targets and disrupting enemy tech signals. With pulses and signals, they will be able, it will be the world's most powerful laser to date. They go on to say that the technical ultra-short pulsed laser for Army platforms, as the laser system will be called, it will be a million times more powerful than any other laser platform before it. So they'll be able to vaporize drones, people. They'll be able to start fires from great distances. They'll be able to weaponize and produce more storms, and they are. The military is attacking all of us. So there are many types of laser weapons that they claim are extremely useful when combating fast-moving and small drones or missiles. And this, and when it comes to using this one against human enemies, it can cause a number of reactions from skin irritations to blindness. So that's the minimum. You're lucky if you're hit with a reduced weapon like that that only causes skin irritation and blindness. Going back to the U.S. Embassy in Cuba, those people that were employed at the U.S. Embassy were hit by weapons systems as well, and they've suffered brain injury and damage. And I discuss that a lot because I do a lot of discussions about targeted individuals, people that are gang-stalked and assaulted with handheld weapon systems, of which there are millions and millions worldwide. And now we're all targeted because of what I'm going to read to you next. Now, I'm going to hold off for a moment, and I'm going to read you something that I hope you'll get a pen and paper out and write down. So I'll give you a moment to grab a pen and paper. But they're also telling us that London is now overtaking New York as the home of the richest. They're also informing us that lumber prices are soaring. Now, one of the reasons, of course, that lumber prices is soaring is there's so much destruction with all the weaponized attack systems with weather events that we have. And so there's a lot, much rebuilding going on. But also the trees are being destroyed by the overhead aerosolized toxins that have been filtering into the soil for many years now. And the trees are dying. We have footage from the fires where the trees are burning from the inside out. And that is because of the heavy uptake of heavy metals. And we have the majority of our forests worldwide in massive decline. And it's horrific to hear about these programs of replanting trees. I was just talking to a friend in Ireland yesterday and another friend in Wales the day before to cross-compare our notes. And I looked up sustainable development in Wales, and they have programs where they're planning to have environmentalists plant thousands and thousands of trees. And that's bringing in the environmentalists' enthusiasm to reduce greenhouse gas emissions because they're planting trees. Sadly, it's a necessary waste. The trees will not survive under the conditions of the poisons in the ground. I also, as with all of you, those sustainable development reports indicate that we will all be required to retrofit our homes. I've been talking about that for many years, against increased weather weapons. You can bet that the 13 states, including Texas, that just went through this frigid attack and now the takedown of the grid and now the continuation of inability to connect to water are going to have many new requirements through the building and planning departments to harden up homes. And there's no way to harden up with the weather and against the weather events that are being doled out on us. I'll get into that a little bit more. But in Texas right now and in those states that were attacked, millions upon millions are now facing plumbing catastrophes. And, of course, if those areas were fluoridated, we know that over the many years of fluoridation in the water pipes are going to fail because fluoride is highly corrosive. And here in California, they eliminated the reimbursement for insurance claims on plumbing that had leaks in it, because, and particularly in areas where were fluoridated. And when I did a research on the fluoridated areas and where the insurance companies pulled out, they know, because the insurance companies are all put together by Rothschild. So there's also talking about quarantines are crushing travel and getting longer and lonelier. Of course, we're going to have many breakdowns, emotional breakdowns. Our children are being most affected by parents that are believing that this fear campaign is real. Now, I can say to you that we're going to have an uncalculated amount of levels of mental illness, and kids that will sadly not feel that there's a future for them. And truthfully, that future is racked with realities that few parents know about or even sharing with their kids. And so if you are still sending your children to school, that is as close to child abuse as anything that can be considered, because in school, the kids are only learning the propaganda of what is fed us, which is unreal. So we talk about France flags new restrictions in worsening situation. And now I'm going to go into this, so I hope you've gotten your pen and paper out. We're going to break this story, and it will be up on my website in the next 48 hours. I'm only going to tell you a part of it. There's a larger story to what I'm going to tell you now. And if you continue to go to StopTheCrime.net, to our new Stop the Crime video channel, you're going to hear the rest of this story, and it is going to rock your world. Rock your world. But I'm going to tell you this right now. There's a patent that I'm going to read to you verbatim, and it's a United States patent application and publication by Richard Rothschild. And it was published September 3rd of 2020. I'm going to, and it was filed on May 17th of 2020. So that's when it was filed. And again, this is Richard A. Rothschild from London, Great Britain. That's the applicant's filing name. Here is what this applicant data, application data says. It's continuation in part of a prior application that was filed December 5th of 2019. It's also a continuation of an application which was a continuation of an application filed April 24th of 2017. Now, I could read you the patent numbers, but I won't. It will be on the next YouTube video on Stop the Crime. But I will read you one of the main ones in a moment. It also, there's also a continuation of a patent number that was also filed in October of 2016. And this is what the abstract of that patent says. And again, this is Richard Rothschild. A method is provided for acquiring and transmitting biometric data, vital signs, of a user, where the data is analyzed to determine whether the user is suffering from a viral infection, such as COVID-19. The method includes using a pulse oximeter, and I'll explain that in a moment, to acquire at least pulse and blood oxygen saturation percentage, which is transmitted wirelessly to a smartphone. To ensure that the data is accurate, an accelerometer within the smartphone is used to measure movement of the smartphone and/or movement of the user. Once accurate data is acquired, it is uploaded to the cloud or the host, where the data is used alone or together with other vital signs to determine whether the user is suffering from or likely to suffer from a viral infection, such as COVID-19. Depending on the specific requirements, the data changes thereto and or the determination can be used to alert medical staff and take corresponding action. So this is the track and trace. This has been set up in advance by Rothschild. And what the what they're saying about the definition of the oximeter, and this is what the oximeter does, and that's a word in the patent. They say that an oximeter is a way that measures the blood oxygen levels, and it can provide additional data points as well. But they can track disease that can severely compromise lung function, possibly reducing a patient's blood oxygen levels for affecting heart rate. So what we have here is a lower than expected, if you have a lower than expected oxygen saturation reading on the oximeter, it can show how someone's health is trending and will give you an early warning that that person's breathing is deteriorating. This is all about reducing through also electromagnetic frequencies and increased wireless that you all now have in your homes and 5G if you've purchased newer phones. It's decreasing the oxygen in your cells. And so now they're tracking and tracing the efficiency of their kill plan. This is a kill grid. The smart grid, the wireless Internet of Things, that was always set up as a public communication device when this is a military-designed, facilitated reduction of the population. And microwave frequency and radiation is jamming our immune systems and reducing the cellular communication and not allowing the oxygen that we need to survive. So they can track and trace the effectiveness of these schemes on every single person. My expectation for those that are hearing this is that you would eliminate and or reduce your wireless in your home or in your car as quickly as possible. Hardwire everything. Do not use wireless. Do not have Wi-Fi in your home. And for heaven's sakes, if you're unfortunate enough to already have the electric smart meter attached to your home, do not get the Energy Star appliances that will increase the wireless in your homes, making it similar to an electrification process on you. Everything in this new world is being digitized wirelessly. The cloud is just a huge filleting pell-mell of frequencies from all of us, killing all of us in dense populated areas. Now, I'm going to give you some information at the other side of the break.
Deborah, hang on through the break, please. Folks, back at the break. A lot more coming on. I told you it's powerful. So just hang in there. Don't go away.
Army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, Had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store-bought foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have saw it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All righty, folks, we're back. I'd like to make one comment here, if you don't mind. I don't do this very often, and I hate doing it any time, but if you enjoy this type of programming, if we're doing something to bless you and educate you, I must tell you our donations are way down. They're half to what they was just a couple months ago, and we're really struggling to keep up here and keep the stations on. Would you consider helping us if you can? If we're blessing you and you're learning something from this and we're able to maybe help you through some tough times as a family together on this broadcast, help us if you can keep it going. That's all I'm asking. I'll move on. Deborah Tavares. Deborah, go ahead.
Thank you much. Okay, again, Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. Please go to our YouTube video channel, which is now Stop the Crime, and listen to a very lengthy discussion I did just a few days ago called Warning, What You Must Know Now, What You Must Know to Prepare Now. Please listen to it. I know it's lengthy. Listen to it in batches, but it is in extreme detail of what we face. And there are workarounds. So I want all of you, as you hear this information, to think about how you're going to, what kind of plans you must do so that you will be harder to kill, because that is the goal, to kill us. So we've got to be thinking of ways that we can survive as long as possible and make it harder for them to kill us. And I do mean them to kill us, the psychopaths of this world. Now, when I was talking in Ireland yesterday, I heard about new legislation that has become law where the Irish rural country folks that were heating their homes with peat from the bogs, it's now illegal to harvest the peat from the bogs. They don't have any forest, much to say, in Ireland because of all of the many years of the wars between England and Ireland trying to shake the English rule from Ireland. And so as a result of the Fighting Irish, they fluoridated the entire water supply, both North and Southern Ireland. In fact, when we were there, just taking showers, you felt a big difference in the showers. And it's completely fluoridated to literally reduce the pushback that the Irish have been known for. Ireland was about 2 years ago, as I best recall, they were deploying the electric wireless smart water meters, and the Irish people would not have it because they have plenty of water, and water has always been free. They never had to pay for water. Well, right now, here in the United States and elsewhere across the globe, just as Rothschild deployed the electric smart meter grid, they're now deploying the electric wireless smart water meters so that everything 24/7, 365 can be turned down and off if you've used more than your allotment. So there's an idea for what you need to do to harden up. you're going to need to have plenty of water. If you're in a municipal water supply, I would highly recommend that you filter your whole house water system. You can do that for about $400. I would highly recommend that you do that with all the types of viruses and so forth that they're spreading over us through the aerosol spraying program. But I want to get into this. It's really important to recognize that we're in a main event right now, a global main event that we've never gone through before to this extent. We're seeing things, bits and pieces on the surface. Of course, we're pummeled with disinformation from all media, including your weather reports. Your meteorologists that are telling you about the weather are lying. They're lying because the weather is completely controlled, and we don't have natural weather anymore. So don't turn off this program right now just because you hear that being said, because I'm going to prove it to you. And many have already, and it's most important because before I knew this was happening, I didn't know, and I was traumatized to find out the enormity of the weather control. And I used to call it truth trauma. Well, I'm not calling it truth trauma anymore because I refuse to be traumatized. I'm trying to live a balanced life in preparing and doing things with my family so that we can survive just a little bit longer, God willing. But we have to understand that our culture is manufactured, and the events that we're living in are going on unnoticed because we're living in them. We were originally intended to be in nature, and that was our old environment, but we are now being transitioned into technology, into a technological environment of life. And everything now exists within technology, and we live in it now. And technology has become so amassed around us that it's ubiquitous. We don't see it. Just as the air we breathe, we don't see it. And we're no longer conscious. We're not conscious, which is why some of what you might be hearing me say is foreign to you, or you don't realize the enormity of the words, because we are unconscious. Sadly, we've also been poisoned. We have been massively hit upon by the powers that be. They've sprayed calmatives on us overhead. We have been poisoned for so many decades that it is amazing that so many of us are still able to survive. Now, I go into detail on the poisons in that video that I have recommended that you listen to. I won't have time on this broadcast to do that. So again, I urgently warn you, please, and appeal to you, watch the video warning what you must know to prepare now. Please listen to that. So I am going to go over what happened in Texas, but I'm going to benchmark it against an article that needs repeating and repeating and repeating, just like we're totally and completely inundated with false media every day on every level, newspapers, radio, every type of print capability. We're being pummeled with disinformation, keeping us in a matrix, and that's what we're in. And we're now being used as human batteries. That is what we are being used for. And that's another show entirely. And I will do another show on that. Many are now starting to talk about that, but we're going to dive into it as well. We have talked about it in certain levels in the past. But I'm going to read an article that was pulled from the New York Times, dated April the 17th of 1976. And that article was entitled War of the Weathers. Now, you can find that on my website, stopthecrime.net, War of the Weathers. And here's what it told us, and I want you to pay very special attention to what this article does a beautiful job in condensing the ability to control the Earth's climate, because this has been happening way before that, way before that. It says, from space, one can control the Earth's weather, cause drought and floods, change the tides, and raise the levels of the sea. Make temperature climates frigid. Now we're talking about Texas and other areas too. Then Senator Lyndon B. Johnson told a joint session of Congress in 1957, like many other legislators, he accepted the Defense Department's ideas that the United States was in a race with the Soviet Union to develop environmental weapons. Mr. Johnson, as president, made these realities real by ordering rainmaking in Southeast Asia between 1967 and 1972. He and President Richard M. Nixon authorized no less than $3.6 million annually on a secret cloud seeding over North and South Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia in an attempt to muddy trails and slow enemy movements. And, of course, they did. That was called Operation Popeye. You can look it up. This enhanced the rainfall by over 30%. The Pentagon defends this operation as humane, saying raindrops don't kill people, but bombs do. The Defense Department denies it was ever seeding over North Vietnam in 1971, when the nation at that time suffered the heaviest rains they had experienced since 1945. And in 1945, over a million Vietnamese died of flood and famine. So raindrops don't hurt, bombs do. But floods are flooding us out. And that is high on the agenda of one of the weather weapons, and certainly sea level rise and storm surge. And I will talk about that after I finish this article. Senator Powell, P-E-L-L, in 1973 introduced a resolution calling for international treaty to prohibit environmental warfare. And repeatedly, we're being told by the Pentagon that this is humane, this type of use of weapon systems. The Pentagon says its climate dynamics program, formally named Project Nile Blue, is peaceful and needed to detect Soviet attempts to disrupt North America's weather. Climate dynamics researchers using computer models of oceans and atmosphere have studied ways to melt, and they are, melting the polar ice caps, generate disruptive storms, they are. That has been intensified under the heading of climate change, a.k.a. weather warfare in disguise. And otherwise, they use key environmental instabilities to release huge amounts of energy. This is all about energy and controlling energy. I'm telling you that as an aside. Now going back to the article, they have found how the United States, acting secretly from space, can inflict bad weather on the Soviet Union, thereby ruining harvests and keeping that country dependent on United States grain imports. And they say that in the Soviet Union, engineers are reversing the Arctic flowing of the Pechoho River and creating inland seas. You just heard me say, reversing the Arctic flowing of a river and creating inland seas, actions that experts say will alter global climate. But this is peaceful. In 1975, the National Academy of Scientists reported that cooling in the Northern Hemisphere since the 1940s, makes the start of a new ice age within 100 years a small but very real possibility. And the debate over the ice age being created is whether it was human-caused, anthropogenic, which, of course, we're all being blamed for changing the weather because we're using too much stuff. But people are doing this. They are changing the weather by heavy allowing of pollution and then, of course, the use of weapons systems. But they say that weather modification programs are increasing hostility. And that should be pretty obvious. They go on to say that global climate changes will prompt many nations to use these types of modification techniques. But the world's unstable political climate demands that such techniques will have reparations for those who suffer drought and storm damage. Now, reparations. We're being attacked by our own government and other governments. And just like when we blew up Germany, and I was watching a video on Hamburg and how that town was just decimated, and how Rothschild forces all of us to pay reparations for the war damage, because both sides of the wars are always funded. They utilize the opportunity to use new weapon systems, and then we pay for the damage that's been created. Absolutely demolishing our reserves as nations and keeping us continually insolvent, which we are. Just one way in which we're being kept insolvent. Now, many of you may have heard that the Federal Reserve crashed today. I'll report more on that after I've looked into it further. I'm understanding that certain aspects of what the incapacitations were regarding the payouts by the Federal Reserve have been now restored and are potentially back up online. But I will tell you this. We have been told by Rothschild and the controllers of the global currency system that we cannot move into a one-world currency structure utilizing the fiat currency, the phony, unbacked by gold currency that the United States has been using. In fact, Rothschild and others believe that they are God. And why they say that is because they are able to create mass debt and profits for themselves by selling us on the illusion of fiat currency. So because they're able to create mass profits and debt against all of us, they feel that they are gods. So again, we must do all we can to harden ourselves to be less easy to kill. And so I've just gone over that. Now let's talk about the polynucleation of the snow. Many people throughout the country have been making snowballs tightly compacted in their fist, and they'll hold a candle under it, and the snowballs are not dripping. They're turning black because this is dustified plastics used in changing the type of snow. Now, this weights down the trees because it turns to concrete, and sadly, the trees that are already compromised are falling over. So your beautiful trees that are next to your homes are being weighted down intentionally I hate to say this, but they're being used as weapons. Our trees are being used as weapons. We're going to be very fearful of trees near our homes as we start to understand. We experienced here in the burn areas in Northern California that not only did the trees burn from the inside out, that the root systems under the ground burned for many months after the surface fires were put out. And yet no one here, even the fire companies here and the California Fire, no one warned people when they went out onto their rural lands to walk the destruction that they needed to be careful to not fall into a potential too deep cavity where a root structure was still on fire, where people could certainly sustain massive burns if they fell into these continuous burning cavities. So now you know something about that. Please share that far and wide. I want to jump into the universal basic income. I go into further detail on that video that I've been recommending that you listen to. The universal basic income is here in the United States. This will be going global. It's already in many cities now. It's being sold to us as a requirement because of increased inability to go out of our houses because of COVID, and also because of increasing destruction to the country, and that we're going to have to become more reliant and stay in our homes. So to encourage people to stay in their homes and not go to a job, they're going to be bringing out the universal basic income to everyone, and they're working on that now. Now, I was talking to Pastor Butch prior to the show about a meeting that my husband and I attended a number of years back. It was an IEEE meeting. That means Institute for Electrical and Electronic Engineers. And IEEE, this institute, is the world's largest technical and professional organization dedicated to advancing technology. And they had a recent survey with the chief information officers and their other technical officers in the U.S., the U.K., China, India, and Brazil regarding the most important technologies for 2021. Overall, they said the impact of COVID-19 pandemic on the speed of their technology adoption. So the most important technologies for 2021 are AI and machine learning. They are literally eliminating humans, make no mistake. They say that AI is number one, followed by 5G network and the Internet of Things. They say that the businesses that will suffer the most will be all manufacturing, healthcare, financial services, and education. They're the industries that they believe will be the most impacted by the technologies in 2021. And of course they are. IEEE is serving the benefits of the controllers, make no mistake. When we went to that meeting, I saw what was happening at those meetings, and I'm going to tell you a situation that came up. They go on to tell us that at the same time, more than half, they see the biggest challenges in 2021 as dealing with aspects of COVID and the recovery in relationship to business operations. And they also go on to say that the challenges also include permanent hybrid remote office work structures. And that is what we're facing. Remote, lockdown, decimated in loneliness and separated from our peers. So here's what happened at that meeting. There were different breakout groups speaking. And I went to the breakout where there was a man from General Electric that was in the research and development division. And he talked about many unimaginable changes that we would face in the very near future. I mean, they were so unimaginable, and I was taking copious notes. I actually created a YouTube video out of that experience because we were told by the attorneys of IEEE out of New York that if we did put up any video of anything that we shot while we were there, that we would be sued. And I thought the enormous camera that they had there was going to be available for people to take a look at this meeting, but it wasn't. It's an inside information. And as I was listening to this discussion from this GE research, I was stunned, and so was my husband. He talked about, again, all of the changes that we would face and how we would be living in the near future. So after he spoke, he came down off of the stage, and no one surrounded him. I was somewhat surprised that people would not be flocking around to ask more questions. But I went up there, and I asked him if there was any way to stop any of these things that he explained. And he replied, no, there is too much inertia. Too much inertia. So what we all face are programs and policies that have been organized while we were unaware, and now there's too much inertia. So I'm going to give you some contact information for a phone shield and a Faraday bag that you can shield other wireless signals from. And I would recommend that you put your smartphones in them so that you're not tracked and monitored, at least from your cell phone, because you heard me read to you that Rothschild patent. Cell phones are going to be used to grab you if you come up with oxygen deficiency and or any sense that you have any kind of a disease, which are largely created by frequencies. And, of course, they will be increasing the bioweaponized attacks on us as well. But this is called Mission Darkness, and it's a phone shield, a Faraday bag. It blocks all wireless signals. You can keep your phone and other small electronic devices shielded to prevent hacking, tracking, and chain of custody corruption. And here's a phone number. to reach them so that you can talk about the different size bags. And if you're feeling that you should get one, I would recommend it. The phone number is area code 805-318-3213. Once again, 805-318-3213. And I would contact them. You can also just type in Mission Darkness and understand that it blocks Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, cell, GPS, RFID chips, radio signals, multiple layers of high shielding fabric on both sides, and it is what the military uses. So I would suggest getting this. You can also put cash in it because our cash has trackers and chips in it. So if you're traveling, if you have to evacuate, for example, and you have cash that you're packing up, it's a good idea to put it in this so you're not scanned by people that would certainly rob you on the road. So many uses and ideas around the use of that. But we have to understand all nations are hijacked. All cities, counties, states, and countries, islands, we've all been hijacked, and we're all in a corporate structure of Earth, Inc. And it's the same psychopaths that run all the countries. We're talking about China, the United States, Russia, England, and any country also that has a central bank owned or controlled by the Rothschild and Rockefellers. They
about
run
two
it all.
Minutes, Deborah, about 2 minutes later.
And they own it all, and they believe they've stole it from all of us, fair and square. So to get more information and get more empowered on things you must do to be harder to kill, please go to stopthecrime.net. Subscribe so that you get our email blast outs and listen to our radio shows and other shows that we put online. And again, we're going to be breaking a big story within the next 48 hours. Pastor Butch, thank you so much for having me on today. I just hope that people benefit from empowerment here and not hover in a corner in fear, because those in control are counting on our continued fear. And that is evident by what we're seeing with the COVID response. So thank you again.
Oh, you're much more than welcome, Deborah. And I sent you a couple of dates for you to pick for next month also, folks. I want to have Deborah on as often as possible. And I think you can see the reason why. Again, if this program is valuable to you, would you help us keep it on the air, please? You can call and give a donation or write to us any way you want to do it. But we want to keep this information going out. Deborah, anything you want to say? You got about 1 minute left.
Well, yes. I can't encourage people strongly enough to please go to stopthecrime.net. Subscribe to our YouTube video channel. And then go be prompted to the other videos that we still have that are not on YouTube, not back up on YouTube. Start listening quickly to those.
All right. Deborah Gutierrez, thank you so much, sweetheart. I'll be in touch again in the very near future. You pick the dates. I'll send you for next month. I'll get you on again, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, God bless, honey. Folks, see you in the office tomorrow and in church on Saturday. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.